WTMI.com.
Good morning, folks. I'm Scott Hillen. This is the program we call What's on Your Mind. Why do we call it What's on Your Mind? Well, here's a novel concept. We mean what we say. We want to know what's on your mind. And Todd and I were chatting before the show today. It's been a busy couple of days with the weather and with a lot of different things in the news that we really haven't necessarily had as much chance as we like to just hear from you. So we're going to start, since we do have a busy program again today. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour for the weekly talk radio town hall, taking your calls, questions, and comments. And if you'd like to get a question in for the congressman early so you know yours gets in, we always encourage you to use our off-air line with your comment or question, whether you agree, whether you disagree, whether you are happy, whether you're sad, whatever. Don't be afraid. Any concern you have is a wonderful opportunity to take it to your member of Congress, North Dakota's one and only House member. You can call in advance of that conversation that will happen next hour on this line, 855-200-1776. Just jot that down, 855-200-1776. Press 1, leave a message. Just say, hey, it's Tom and Tioga, and I'm really worried about the fact that the federal government's dropping the ball on regulation of what kind of strength ought to be in rail cars. And by the way, they are. You know, I mean, in the sky is falling mentality happening right now because of the incident in Castleton. I don't know that we should talk about it without saying, okay, let's see, 99.9997% of the time these things don't happen. In the 0.0003% of the times that they do happen, you say, okay, what can we do differently so that doesn't happen again? In this case, we could say, well, if the federal government hadn't been slow-walking regulations on the strength of oil tanker rail cars, maybe that doesn't happen. But the feds are jamming it to us as usual. If I was Steve Jensen up in Tioga, I'd say the same thing. Steve Jensen, the farmer, just north of Tioga, whose land is inundated with oil right now because the feds dropped the ball on regulation of that pipeline. You know, look at the farm bill. Look at, so often this game, look, our members of Congress, they're doing their part, but they've got an uphill battle. Senator Heidi Heitkamp probably have the best chance of any of them because she can go in and pound the table a little more at the Oval Office than Senator Hoeven or Congressman Cramer could be, because we know how this White House operates. Not exactly about to listen or have any kind of a dialogue with somebody from the other party, but Senator Heitkamp, use your influence. I'm tired of talk. How about some action? Anyway, you know, I'm using that as an example, but whatever's on your mind, on any issue, veterans issues, good folks call about country of origin labeling, the farm bill, whatever it is, it's a wonderful opportunity to chat with Congressman Cramer. That's next hour. Welcome your calls in advance at 855-200-1776. What else? Later this hour, Sarah Ani Coleman will join us. She heads up North Dakota's tourism office and efforts. And yesterday we joked actually a little bit about Josh Dumal and whether he would be part of that announcement of North Dakota Tourism unveiling their 2014 branding effort and campaign that will go across, it's not really a North Dakota effort. It's an effort to get folks who are not familiar with the great things in North Dakota to come to North Dakota. And one of the ways they're doing that is with Josh Dumal, who was part of the announcement yesterday. He wasn't physically there, but his voice was, his picture was, and his support. In fact, the moment the thing ended, he tweeted something out, a little twit pic, a video, and he had something on his Facebook page, and that's cool. So we'll talk with the head of North Dakota's tourism efforts about how all that came together later on. And in the meantime, we just want to know what's on your mind. And it could be anything. So this is the telephone number, 800-220-0550. 800. I'm sorry, I'm giving you the wrong number. There's too many telephone numbers here. Here it is, 800-228-0550. If you don't do that 800 number thing, you can call 701-258-0550. Mark and Bismarck, you're first on What's on Your Mind. Tell me, Mark.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good. I'm calling. I have a comment about the letter to the editor in the Bismarck Tribune. I think it was yesterday or the day before, by Representative Nathy. I think that's how you pronounce it. He's a Republican from Bismarck, talking about taxes and tax relief, and you know, praising what a great job. And I, first of all, I want to say I'm a Republican and I'm a conservative. And he was praising the legislature for all the things that they did, and that we should hold the local officials, county, school board, cities, parks, whatever, we should hold their feet to the fire. Well, I found that almost kind of laughable on the part of Representative Nathy. The state is sitting up there on what, how many billion dollars in surplus. They keep spending money, and I'm all for spending money out in the Bakken and infrastructure and whatever, but they're sitting on a surplus of $5 billion or some number like that. I think it's time that we hold Representative Nathy's feet to the fire and say, you may have done something last session, and you may be proud of what you've done, but when you've got a surplus of close to $3, $4, $5 billion sitting up there, you're not doing enough. That's my money. That's my neighbor's money. That's your money. That is not Representative Nathy's money to sit and hold forever. So I'm going to hold his feet to the fire and say, praise yourself all you want, Representative Nathy, and you did something, but you haven't done enough. And before you start getting that money back into the hands of the people of North Dakota who paid it in, you better just get up there next session and get more back, because you haven't done enough, in my opinion. And stop praising yourself for all the wonderful things you've done when you've got all this money sitting up there for just sitting. That's my comment.
Yeah, I appreciate your comment, Mark, and we'll certainly invite Representative Nathy on the program. He has been on before and talked about this. It's amazing how I read the same letter to the editor in the Bismarck Tribune. My takeaway was, hey, we're doing our part. Not all local governments are doing their part. They're not passing along what we've passed along in the way of relief. I didn't take it as you're saying, hey, aren't we great? We're wonderful. I didn't get that out of it. I got that, hey, and I will tell you this. My property tax bill went down by 27%. I saw real relief. Now, not everybody did, and I think that's his point, but we certainly will pass along your concerns, and I hear you. I think we got to benchmark, okay, what do you have in additional revenues, and what's going out? I think if we did the analysis on that, putting all the government entities on the table, park district, school district, cities, counties, state, Fed, you'd find out the state is more responsible in the way of restraining spending versus what's coming in than the other entities. But that may be the lesser of two evils. I'll give you that, Mark. And we'll ask him to join us. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Hey, I'm just calling on the train derailment. I thought the grain train derailed first. Is that correct?
It is. The oil train was actually the victim here. You're right.
Right. Yeah. So why is that never brought up, that it was that killer grain that's killing us all, not the oil?
Well, there was a derailment. There was an accident, okay? And the accident caused, because there was a train going the other way, you know, it's the outcome was the same. I get your point, and I made that earlier as well. My deal is, look, if we're going to find somebody to blame, if we're going to, you know, use our energy blaming somebody, then the real blame belongs to the federal government here, because they were slow walking regulations that would have prevented what happened. I mean, there were proposed
100%.
Yeah, there were proposed regulations that said, look, maybe we ought to, because there's so much oil, and that's a good problem, by the way. You know, now we've got proposed oil bans. We're proposing, well, we better ban exports.
I'm sorry. It's true that they're going to build a oil refinery on an Indian reservation out there, not on public land?
Well, there's a number of refineries on the table. Most of them are diesel related. There's been proposals for others as well, and that's a whole other debate. I mean, talk about flashpoints. If we did that, there would be more oil on the tracks, more liquid on the tracks that would be a concern. Because two things I want to say. One, I misspoke. The ban that's being proposed is a lifting the ban. There's not a new ban being proposed. They're talking about lifting the ban on oil exports because there's a quote-unquote glut. In other words, we're doing such a good job in getting oil out of the ground. Now people are saying, wait a minute, We should be able to export this. And I'm not for bans either way, so I think that's kind of dumb. To your second point on this question of refineries, I think it's a discussion we ought to have, and obviously we are having it as it pertains to smaller refineries. There's a number of projects on the table. But let's say perfect world. There's all these refineries in North Dakota, so we can refine the product here. Well, when you put gasoline in a tanker and then ship it to Chicago or Minneapolis or Denver or pick your big city, because that's what you're going to have to do, it's not like the gasoline in the tanker isn't a flammable product. You follow me? Well, you know, if we want to be safe about this, let's just have more pipelines, which, again, the federal government is screwing up. And we even have the Democratic Party chair in North Dakota saying, oh, but that pipeline and Keystone thing wouldn't help North Dakota. Hello? The trucks that go off the ground, the additional safety factor, crazy. Thanks for the call, Henry.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Past the hour, windchill chart is not pretty today, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. I was at the Cathedral of Holy Spirit bright and early this morning in Bismarck and walking out the door and fellow parishioner, they're putting on the gloves, and we both were in the entryway, and I said, it kind of feels like it's a lot warmer than Monday, right? So let's go back out in the cold. She said, it will get better. And I thought, well, that's pretty profound, because I can always think that about anything. It'll always get better, right? It'll get better. So she gave me a nice little wonderful way to start the day. It'll get better, yeah. Of course, so did Father Johnson with a wonderful little sermon. So it was a good way to start the day, but it is going to get better. this wind chill chart's going to go away on Friday and Saturday. It looks just fabulous. Absolutely beautiful. Back to the calls and what's on your mind. 550 K-Fire and all throughout the Northern Plains on AM 1100, the Flag Fargo-Moorhead, KCJB 910 AM, KTGO 1090, booming in the Bakken and KLTC in Dickinson. And speaking of the Bakken, let's go to Stanley, North Dakota, and chat with Jim, who's listening on 550 K-Fire today. Jim, how are you?
Outstanding. A bit chilly it is, you know, but it's life is good and the oil is flowing. Say, you know, the last caller who made the comment about the rail car derailing and the comment she made about the train being the victim, you both are absolutely spot on, which brings me to what's really been bothering me lately. And we've all heard about the media. They don't report the news they created anymore. And I've become particularly sensitive to that lately. And that is a great example. Even in the national news, the grain car derailment, it was never mentioned. You know, it was oil train crashes, you know, I mean, and the onus was put on the tanker. I just believe, you know, in lieu of the weather we're having, which is brutal, dangerous, it's bad. But I also, it's also my personal opinion that it's, you know, the state of North Dakota virtually in many areas shut down the other day, and there was a lot of controversy and discussion whether the schools should have closed and so on and so forth. And I believe that was absolutely created by sensationalism of the weather. Because the weather we are experiencing is nothing we haven't seen before, and we're going to see it again in the future. There's no doubt about that. You know, when I watch I watch Channel 214, the Weather Channel, which I'm sure a lot of us do, and unfortunately the sensationalism of the news has also overflowed into our Weather Channel. I don't need to be entertained watching the weather. I just want to know the factual weather deal. You know, the morning thing shut down. Myself, as a lifetime native of North Dakota, I felt North Dakota, it was the end of the world, and it was never going to be the same that next morning. And I think it's a big problem. A good example, I give a great example, which really brought this to attention to me, was the ship in the Antarctic, the Russian scientist ship that got stranded. And the Bismarck Tribune, and I don't pick on the Tribune because it was an Associated Press article, crew rescued, big black letters in the Bismarck Tribune the other day. Well, I read the article, and it turns out that they flew the helicopters in, they interviewed a lady. Oh, it was really boring. All we could do was sit around, and we ate really well. We had all the amenities at home, and we just could watch movies and play video games. And again, the title of this article is Crew Rescued. The article continues, actually, in reality, the crew was not rescued. The crew stayed on board. They got everything they need for weeks and weeks and weeks. So if the sensationalism, we need to have some accountability there. Maybe journalists should have licenses, and you know, everybody else has to have a license to do anything nowadays. And there's a protocol that should be followed, and if they break that protocol, you know, there should be consequences. And that's all I have, and keep up the great job. Love your show. Thank you.
Boy, Jim, so much I could respond to. I want to keep going to other callers, but you nailed it, is all I'll say. You nailed it, especially on the cold. And I said that in a fit of frustration Monday. It's like when the temp gets anywhere near zero in the East Coast, all of a sudden it's meltdown mode, and they're freaking out and inventing terms like a polar vortex. Give me a break. And unfortunately, we talked to the superintendents yesterday. They get sucked into it. I mean, they basically said Monday ended up being a media event. Not that they dismiss, you know, the potential danger, and used a couple of examples. And I really enjoyed that conversation yesterday with Ben Schaefer, the superintendent near you up in Ray, and Larry Nyblad, Grand Forks superintendent, because it allowed me to walk a mile in their shoes a little bit. I have some empathy. But I see the Grand Forks Herald today has written an editorial saying a school shouldn't have been closed. Bismarck Tribune has a story talking about the schools getting back to normal after the cold. I mean, the only thing that disrupted their normal is that we freaked out because of the national media and closed schools when we really didn't need to. You know, so I'm with you on a lot of what you said, Jim. Appreciate you listening. I mean, I think of my friends Fred and Joyce Evans, Triple T Ranch, Stanley, North Dakota. I bet when Danita and her, you know, sisters were growing up, I'm guessing, you know, a cold day, Fred or Danita drove the long road, you know, down to the bus and said, "Here, Danita, get on the bus," right? Get on the bus, or I'll drive you to school today just to make sure you get to the front door. Why don't we do that now? Well, part of the reason we don't do that now is because the government takes so much of our money, there has to be two income earners in every family, and therefore kids are less of a priority. That's sad. And that is a reality. And I get that. Anyway, appreciate the call. John in Napoleon, who's also listening on 550K Fire. What's on your mind, John?
Okay, we're talking about the cold weather. Can I say something about how hot it was? I was in Cochin Island. This is 1952. It was 130 above, and that is hot. The government gave us some salt pills. We had to suck on salt pills. That was maybe about, I would say, almost a week long when it was 130 above. So that way we drank more water so we didn't get no heat stroke. I'll never forget those days. Okay, you say we can talk about anything today. Can I say something? Well, I've seen this with my own eyes when a general got captured there in Cochin Island. Can I talk about that?
Of course you can, John. And by the way, that's not just today. That's any day. You can tell us what's on your, that's why we call it What's on Your Mind. So tell me what you want to talk about.
Thank you very much. I was a Jeep driver, and I was hauling a lieutenant. We went past the main compound. We had thousands and thousands of North Korean prisoners there. Then he goes, driver, back up, back up. I had to back up maybe a third of a block. And sure enough, here comes five trucks with us. Then right when they start unloading them, here comes a Jeep and parks right behind my Jeep, and it was a general. The driver was a corporal. Anyway, they got off the Jeep, left their weapons in the Jeep. Thank God they left their weapons in there. And they went up there. And why they went up there, when they seen this was a general, they rounded him. This acted, and I jumped on my, I never had a top on my Jeep. I took a picture of that, but that picture got stolen from me. And I still remember the general didn't say nothing, but that corporal said, you're not my boss. You cannot do, I don't have to listen to you. And right away this lieutenant said, that's got to be one of them blanky blank, when he said blanky blank, New York college kids, you know. Okay, then the North Koreans, the prisoners, they start hollering, holy cat. We didn't understand what they were hollering. This is so true from the bottom of my heart. God is my witness. Then our side start throwing in tear gas. And boy, it was maybe about 5 minutes. We couldn't take it. Then this lieutenant said, hey, let's go. I know where we can get some gas masks. It was maybe about 2 or 3 miles away where our company was stationed there in Cochin Island.
So, John, can you do me a favor? I'm watching the clock here, and we're coming up against the break. Would you mind finishing this story when we get to the break? Can you hang on for just a moment or two?
Okay, thank you very much.
You have me very curious where this is going, John, so I'm anxious. By the way, God bless you for your service. I've been thinking about vets today, specifically Iraq and Afghanistan, the vets, with everything in the news. But stay tuned. We'll finish on the other side of the break.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, in a moment, Sarah Adi Coleman will join us, who heads up North Dakota's tourism efforts, to talk about a big day yesterday, unveiling their plans and a new voice for North Dakota, who has a pretty face, the ladies tell me, I guess. So he has Josh Jamal is a part of the campaign for legendary North Dakota. We'll talk about that coming up in just a minute. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us next hour. And again, if you have questions, comments, concerns, whatever it is, here's your member of the United States House, the one and only member of the United States House. We'll take your questions. We encourage folks to call in advance with questions or comments for Kevin so we get everybody in. That number is 855-200-1776. Lots of things in the news to cover with him. And they're back after the holiday break. We'll chat with him. And again, that number to call in your questions in advance, 855-200-1776. Before we talk about the 2014 tourism efforts for legendary North Dakota, we're just going to wrap up our conversation with John in Napoleon, who called with a very interesting story. John, I said it before the break, but I'll repeat it. God bless you. Thanks for your service. Obviously, Korean War vet, right? From what I gather from this story?
Yes, that's right. Okay, we went back about 2 or 3 miles to my company. We picked up 3 masks, one for me, one for the lieutenant, and then we picked up an interpreter and one for him. Then we went back there, and this interpreter, he was a South Korean guy. And then he said, "They're hollering, we got your general over and over, now we're going to break out." Oh, and where we had one guard, there was at least 3 of them. There was many, many guards on this compound all the way around. And then, okay, here's the best. God is my witness. This is so true, so true. They already had the corporal killed from the bottom of my heart. How do I know? They hung him on the fence. And then the general, he promised them another set of clothes. When they come over there, all they had were their clothes on their back. He promised them another set of clothes and another meal a day. They had him for 3 days, and then they let him out. And then he got busted down to a captain. He'd be dead now. I was 20 at the time, and he was way past 60. And anyway, I got to tell you a good one. While I was in Korea, I was only over there 8 months and 20 days, and then my time was up. I earned the title no soldier ever was or ever will be. This is on my Army discharge. The title is Motor Transportation Foreman. Motor means trucks, transportation. I'd have to take 10 trucks and take them up to Old Baldy. Old Baldy was assigned to me. And foreman, I was the foreman out of my regiment. I could go on and on and on.
I love it. Motor transportation foreman. I've got another name for you, John. Hero. And God bless you for your service to this country. Thanks for sharing a great memory, and never be afraid to call us, okay?
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, John.
Well, thank you, and from all of us in the What's On Your Mind audience, from the bottom of our heart, for your service. We certainly appreciate you very much. That's great. Thanks, John and Napoleon. I've never been to Napoleon. I got to get there. I met somebody down in Pat Arts was his name, a banker from Botno down at Frisco, Texas. He was a big Bison fan, and he said, have you been to Botno? I said, I've not been to Botno. He said, would you come? I said, of course we will. We'll bring What's On Your Mind there. So Botno's on the list, but maybe right after Botno, Napoleon will be next to check on that bucket list of North Dakota cities we have to visit, because there's so many great places to visit in North Dakota. And that's what we're going to chat with Sarah Ottie Coleman about, who heads up North Dakota's tourism. She is the state tourism director in North Dakota. What a fun job you have.
I know, and I get to go to places like Napoleon and Botno and all those great towns.
And you get to tell the world about them, don't you?
Exactly, yep.
And who is the audience here? I mean, when we talk about all the great places to visit in North Dakota, you talk about all the legendary stories that are out there. Your job is to get people who don't already know how awesome Medora is to come to Medora. Where are they? Where was the lowest hanging fruit to get folks to come visit?
Well, we focus our marketing efforts regionally, primarily in our neighboring states. Minnesota and Wisconsin are our primary markets. And then we've got a closer border strategy that focuses, you know, in the Minnesota and South, or closer to the border in Minnesota, South Dakota, and Montana. And then, of course, we love our Canadians, so Manitoba and Saskatchewan are always high on our list in terms of targets.
And you measure this, right? So you know of how much dollars are being invested, what kind of a bang for the buck you're getting. How are we doing?
Well, we are. We're getting good results. We do a fresh creative campaign every couple of years. So the most recent research that we did was on the 2012 campaign. And there we spent about $2 million and got 1.4 million trips to North Dakota. And this is directly related to the campaign. So obviously we had more trips than that. But those are the ones where when we researched in those markets where we advertised, they said, yes, we saw your advertising, and yes, it motivated us to make a trip. Those folks spent $231.6 million. And of that, $17.8 was taxes that they paid. So that means for every dollar we spend, because we're paid for by taxes, we're general funded. So for every dollar, a public dollar we spend, we get $10 back in the state and regional coffers through increased taxes paid by those visitors.
Now, I used to live in Iowa, so this isn't a total Iowa dig, but I bet people in Iowa think, boy, we're a big deal in Iowa, as an example, okay? So if you compared, I'm just picking Iowa out of the clear blue because I like making fun of Iowa, actually. How would they compare? In other words, how are you doing against your peers in that bang for the buck, Sarah?
You know, we're doing really well, and we do work with a company who does a lot of ad effectiveness research and return on investment research, and ours is always towards the top. It's harder to get a high return if you're in a high density market. So if you've got a lot of population, you're going to be able to motivate those people a little bit quicker. So for a rural state, we really are leading the way.
That's great to hear. It is. And I love the idea of Josh Dewar. We had some fun with this yesterday on the air because we were joking that the press conference was obviously scheduled during our program because Josh Dewar must be coming. He owns part of this 1603 event center that you held the event yesterday. So we said he must be there and he just doesn't want us to show up. But unbeknownst to us, he was a part of the announcement, not just part of the building ownership. Tell us a little bit about the vision behind adding Josh Dewar's voice to selling North Dakota Legendary.
Well, you know, Josh is such a great ambassador for the state. He takes every opportunity he can to talk about the state and, you know, and not just say it's a great state, but specifics because he spends time here. So, you know, not only does he invest in tourism infrastructure like at the 1603 building here in Bismarck, but 10 North Main in Minot. He's very, you know, very engaged in fishing and loves to come back and golf and spend time here in the state. So he's a very authentic spokesperson. He truly believes what he says and promotes us at every juncture he can. So it was just a real natural in our thought process. And then when we looked at the research and talked about the concepts for the ads, you know, the ads really needed to sell North Dakota. We need to continue to show the visual imagery here and show people why they need to come and help themselves visualize themselves here. So it wasn't so much about showing him as much as some of us would have loved to have done that, But it was a way to leverage him and his interest and his passion and combine that wonderful voice with our stunning imagery to create some really, really dynamic ads.
Yeah, as I saw the wonderful images of all your new branding that you're doing in all the different places, I mean, I actually got goosebumps when I saw Engelstad Arena there thinking, you know, isn't that cool? I mean, we sort of take it for granted. And
yep.
I was so blessed to be on the original building committee of Engelstad Arena, and Ralph Engelstad was a friend. So I still get, you know, the hair stands up the back of my neck when I walk in Engelstad Arena. Well, to see it, I had the same effect yesterday seeing it, you know. But that's one of many little gems throughout the North Dakota. And what I thought was, you know, Josh Duhamel is a pretty face, okay? I'm confident enough in my heterosexuality that I can say that, right? And I get how the ladies love Josh Duhamel, okay? So he's a pretty face, and he's obviously a talented actor, and I love the fact that he's from North Dakota. But in this case, the pretty face is really all this wonderful different things that are happening in North Dakota, and to leverage his, you know, brand, if you will, especially on social media, is pure genius, if you ask me.
Well, yeah, it worked out really well, you know, and we knew that he has a great following, and that was obviously some of the consideration. And we've had some phenomenal results. I mean, if you look at so far, just this, just since we launched at 11 o'clock yesterday morning, the Twitter reach is about 65,000. So phenomenal numbers, like 24,000 likes on Facebook, YouTube taps out. So I haven't seen current numbers on YouTube. We were over the 300, and then they kind of have to recalculate. So we had almost 5,000 visits on our website. But the really cool thing is that 4,611 of them were new. So 84% of them were new people who had never been motivated to go to our website before.
That's the idea here, right?
Exactly.
Now, Medora is the biggest deal in North Dakota tourism, right?
Theodore Roosevelt National Park is our largest attraction. Yep, they attract more visitors than any other one attraction.
And does that continue to grow every year?
You know, it does. This year I expect our TR numbers will be down, however, because of, sequestration and the government shutdown. We had some days there that some valuable days that we lost where we were able to count visitors. So I expect that that number will be down for this year.
But where is the biggest growth area? I mean, as you look at the landscape of everything you're trying to get folks to come visit North Dakota, is Medora sort of take care of itself and it's just other things you want people to know about?
Well, no, outdoors continues to motivate more trips than anything else. So that's been consistent since we've done the research.
Outdoors meaning hunting, fishing, any kind?
Combination.
Yeah,
yep,
okay.
Yep, kayaking, you know, you name it, golfing, you know, all of those things. So, you know, obviously a big part of that outdoor experience that really kind of sets us apart is the national park.
Speaking of which, the gentleman I mentioned earlier that invited me to Botno, he didn't talk about anything other than Lake Metegoshi. He just said, you've got to see, and I've, of course, never been there, you know, so there's an example of, well, you know, it's tucked away
in
a little corner of North Dakota that might be out of the way for some, but boy, what a little jewel, right?
It is, absolutely. It's a wonderful, right there in the Turtle Mountains, and there's a lot of other things you can do right around there, so that's a great site. So that's another example, you know, of that outdoor motivation.
What else? What are the other places you're trying to see that are really the biggest potential for growth in the way of tourism in North Dakota?
Well, getting back to your growth question, when we did the most recent research, every county in North Dakota grew dramatically. And that was done in a 2012 year. Again, we'll do it again this year. So at an average, we grew 13%, but every single county grew over double digit. So it's really broad, you know, it's broad. And I think that's really attributable to the fact that we try to market the entire state. There are certain niches that work better for other markets than others. So birding, for example, is a national market. Well, that's unique areas to the state, but we market that pretty heavily. So
fantastic. Well, congratulations. If folks haven't seen the new images, they're awesome. Where can they go check them out?
They can go to ndtourism.com and you will see Josh's video as well as all of the ads.
I want to start a little competition with Josh and see if we can't get you more likes than Josh does.
Okay.
So we really want our listeners today to go like what page?
And at Legendary ND.
Legendary ND?
Travel ND, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's Travel ND on Facebook.
On Facebook, yep.
Travel ND on Facebook. And check that out, and you'll also be able to see the new images, and you'll see Josh Duhamel's announcement about participating in this effort. It's really cool. Sarah Otte Coleman, Director of North Dakota Tourism, thank you.
All right, we'll book that trip for you.
Looking forward to it.
Question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Nowhere near as cold as it has been. How about that? Yeah, you know, it's a little chilly, but I tell you what, it's really, we're doing very well. And here's the light at the end of the tunnel, okay? I always like a little light at the end of the tunnel. The light at the end of the tunnel is Saturday. The wind dies down, and we're going to be in the 30s. Unbelievable. 9 below Bismarck now, 7 Williston. Dickinson's 8 above. Dickinson's a little sweet spot right now. Minot, 18 below. Garrison's 11 below, Hedinger 7 above, Bowman 7 above, Jamestown 20 below, 21 below in Grand Forks, 15 below in Devil's Lake, Fargo's at 18 below, Billings, Montana, 23 above. Miles City, 12. Glasgow, 5. Rapid City, 18. Mobridge, 6. Pier, 9. 10 below in Aberdeen, 7 in Lemon. Sioux Falls, 5 below. How about that? Anyway, get a little sense of how temps are going, but it's really going to get nice. Warmer tomorrow, but still a little windy. And by Saturday, just flat out beautiful. All right, a few more minutes for your calls on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer, next hour, the entire hour, takes your calls on any and all topics as he does weekly with us. So gracious with his time. We appreciate that very much. An emailer is saying, boy, are you naive, Scott. And I want to let you know we always welcome your emails. And by the way, don't feel like you can't just tell us what you want to tell us, right? I mean, this listener thinks I'm naive. That's fine. I always tell folks I have a very thick skin. It's not possible to offend me. And that's because I've spent most of my life behind a microphone on the radio and a lot of those years taking calls. So I've heard it all. It doesn't matter. I've been called fat. I've been called skinny. I've been called almost dead. I've been called brain dead. I've been called a right-wing kook. I've been called a Tea Party wacko. It doesn't matter, you know, I welcome it. So if you disagree, all the better. Let's have a conversation. We'll be reasonable about it. Well, I'm just a conversation, okay? But anyway, this emailer says I'm naive. He says, if you think Senator Heitkamp is going to take on Obama, you're more naive than I thought. He's referring to a comment I made earlier when I said Senator Heitkamp ought to go into Barack Obama's office and pound the Oval Office desk and say, look, I got elected by promising I was going to take you on when I disagreed. And I talked about how much I want the Keystone XL pipeline to be built. We have a big problem in North Dakota right now that's a product of you, Barack Obama, on two fronts. One, that Keystone XL pipeline that takes 500 trucks a day off the road. It has a whole bunch of economic impact that lessens our, you know, dependence on foreign sources of oil, that gets another 100,000 barrels a day out of the trucks and trains and onto a pipeline. Get it done. And then she could say, and by the way, did you read your paper? Did you see what happened in Castleton? Why are you, Mr. President, allowing your executive branch, your regulatory bureaucracy, to slow walk regulations that would strengthen rail cars? This emailer thinks I'm naive. Well, she already has taken on the administration in the campaign, so why shouldn't she do it as a senator? Am I naive? Fine, I guess I'm naive, but I'm going to keep saying it. This is a short circuit to Senator Obama. Go pound the desk in the Oval Office. Just pick those two things. They're consistent with what you talked about in the campaign. It makes some sense. Charlie in Tioga wants to talk about the weather. Charlie hung up? What did I say that offended Charlie? Charlie, please call back. We have some calls that did come in during the break, though. Let's roll the first one of those. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Tell me. Roll it.
Hey, it's Scott. In regards to the explosion at Castleton with the Bakken crude, yes, it is highly flammable. But let's have a little perspective here. Every day, almost all of us are sitting on top of between 15 and 20 gallons of gasoline, which is way more flammable than Bakken crude, and we're hurtling down the highway 65, 70 miles an hour in over 2 tons of steel and are in a much, much, much more dangerous situation than an isolated rail car. So I think if you do a little comparison there, it's way more dangerous to drive a car than it is to be next to a trainload of Bakken crude. Take care. Bye-bye.
Great point. And, evidently Bakken crude is slightly more flammable, has a bit of a flash point higher than other crude. But guess what? Compared to what? Gasoline? Way below it. Compared to what? Anhydrous ammonia or something? Way below it. So it's all a context, which the media never gives you. But we do. So that's why we're glad we're here. You're here. Where's the next call? We have time for one more? Let's get one more in here quickly. The shortest of the two for the break. Roll it.
Yeah, Kevin from Cavalier. I got a little bit of your conversation yesterday. You talked about school closing when it's cold, and now I got it this morning. You know, you said what's different today than it was 20, 30 years ago? Well, let's start with Insulate. Better boots, better clothing, better buses, better heaters. I think they should have school yesterday. I rode the bus for 45 minutes in the morning and back in the late 70s, or, well, mid all through the 70s. And I remember times, I mean, I was wearing pack boots, insulated boots. I put boots on. That's one of the things you had to do. You bring your boots, wear your boots, and bring shoes to school. I remember the bus was pretty cold. There's a few times my toes were starting to get cold.
Great point, Kevin. I'm sorry we don't have time for more of that comment, but you nailed it. Couldn't agree with you anymore. That was yesterday, a media-induced event as well, unfortunately. I think there is some things different, though, about families, and that is one worry. Appreciate the call. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off. And we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.